Good afternoon, I'm Khaki Walton, checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners and the Pink Palace Museum. Germantown Community Theater presents Haint by Justin Asher. That show opens this Friday and runs through February the 17th. Justin is currently the Germantown Community Theater Artistic Director, and this is not the first time this work has been staged. I think I'm going to ask the director, but I believe it was staged by New Moon Theater Company about 3 years ago. This time around, Cecilia Wingate is directing, and she joins me in the studio this afternoon. Good to see you.
Hey, Khaki. I'm always happy to be here.
Well, I love seeing you. It's been too long.
It is.
So, am I right about that? I know New Moon did it. Was it about 3 years
you
ago?
Know, I can't remember if it's 2 or 3 years ago, but somewhere.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So Justin is at Germantown Community Theater now, and since this is being staged there, he's been around. Have you guys had a lot of conversations about this in the rehearsal process?
You know, not really so much in the rehearsal process, but prior to... Justin chose to kind of stay back because, you know, as a playwright, you're always concerned about how directors are going to handle your work when it gets out in the world.
Sure.
So he was pretty hands-on, I think, in that first production that New Moon did. But this one, he has chosen to step back. And I think that was a wise choice for him just because it's going to fly out there without him in the room.
Right.
You know, so, but he has been in the last couple of nights, and it makes you a little nervous when the playwright's there and you're like, hey, this is what I did with your work. I hope you don't hate it.
Well, has he tweaked it, though? Did he say anything about tweaking it between the first production and this one?
Yeah, he cut some of it. And I've watched Haint grow for years, a couple years before New Moon even did it, when there were some private readings in living rooms.
Oh, wow.
And I actually read one of the roles for that 2 or 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen the script grow. And when it first started, it was, God, I can't remember how many pages, but it was just, we were like, you got to cut this script. It is way too long. So I know that he has cut it, and I know that he's cut it even further since the New Moon production.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a director, I have made some choices too to cut some stuff here and there that he may or may not be aware of, and he may or may not like.
Well, let's talk about the plot, because from what I've read, I missed seeing it when it was first staged by New Moon, but I've read that it's based on some stories his grandfather used to tell him.
Yeah, yeah. There's it's based on Ozark folklore,
mm-hmm.
and it's actually set in the Missouri, Arkansas, I don't know if that's a valley, I don't know what that is, but it's set on a place called White Horse Mountain, which is a real mountain.
Oh.
And it's there's a lot of Ozark folklore, and I have, you know, ordered a couple of books on that and read up on
Ooh.
It. The lead character, her name is Mercy Sear, and she is what they used to call a two-headed doctor, a root worker, and a lot of people, it's set back in the 50s, and there are some memories, too, that go back as far as the 30s.
Uh-huh.
But some of those people were sometimes considered, you know, not very godly or uh-huh. God-fearing type people.
Right.
When, in essence, they were just working with herbs and roots and, you know, things like that.
And maybe to make a living.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she didn't always make the most honest living with it. She would claim to see spirits sometimes that maybe she didn't really see. And,
yeah.
You know. But she's just this hard, strong, you know, I'm fighting for my land kind of woman who has some folklore, some people would call it magic, you know, within her, but it's folklore. And it's really the story of Mercy and her son, Charlie,
uh-huh.
and how she is potentially about to lose the home uh-huh. and her land that has been in that family for generations.
And she's holding on to that for not only... the reason's not only that she wants to keep her land, but it's something deeper than that.
It is deeper
and something
than
more personal.
Yes, and that's it unfolds during the show. And you know what's really important is the relationship between Mercy and her son Charlie. And Charlie, I'm not really giving anything away by telling you this. Charlie meets his demise
mm-hmm.
which breaks her heart, because she feels that he's the only thing she ever did right. And it's just been Mercy and Charlie up on that mountain, you know, for years. And she's kind of smothered him and suffocated him. And, but she constantly raises him, telling him how he can't suffocate things. Like, he loves to collect fireflies. In a memory, as a young child, he's collecting fireflies. And they die, and young Charlie's upset. And she's like, you know, you just... if you hold on to something too tight, it won't stay with you for long. It will suffocate. But she suffocates him. But he meets his demise, that we learn how that happened. And Charlie is around as a ghost through the whole show. So it's kind of a Southern Gothic ghosty story.
I read a good description. I think that Chris Davis said this in the Memphis Flyer. He called it rural noir.
I think that's really good. And there you go, Chris Davis being all smart again. But yeah, I think that's excellent, actually. That kind of pinpoints it.
So who's playing Mercy Sear?
Mercy Sear is Michelle Summers Cullen, who hasn't been on stage in 16 years.
Oh, my gosh.
She used to be... I believe she was a company member at Playhouse. She was at Playhouse for several years and left there and just kind of walked away from it all. She had a few health issues and has kind of worked through all that. So this is her first time back on stage in 16 years. And it's a stretch for her. It's hard. I did that years ago when I did Cicada. I was off stage for 19 years and came back.
Oh, my God!
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
this is not easy. So it's been a stretch for her that way to get back on it. You know, the brain isn't quite where our brains used to be.
Right, right.
You know, after 16 years or 19 years. And I went through the exact same thing. But let me tell you, when she hits it, it's a beautiful thing. I remember seeing her years ago on stage, and I just was a fan of hers and thought she was so wonderful. And so I'm just really glad that she's coming back in a role that really, really suits her.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, she's doing a great job.
So who's playing the role of Charlie?
Charlie is Sweet Stuart Turner, and he does a lovely job with it, because Charlie really narrates the show. Mm-hmm. But, you know, early on we decided, you know, he's not a narrator, he's a storyteller, and there's a difference.
Oh.
There's a big difference, and, you know, we're all about storytelling in the South, and they're all about storytelling in that Ozark region.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
And storytelling is very important, but he does a great job.
Well, there are some other characters. I know there's a sheriff, and then his wife is somebody that Mercy really gets attached to.
Yes, and that's the character of Evangeline, or Ava, played by Amy Palumbo Nabors. And audiences have only seen her in musical theater.
That's true.
Since she moved here several years ago. So this is a treat to get to see her be in a straight show and do some heavy drama. And she is just lovely. And we've made her a little feisty.
Uh-huh.
And her husband, John Thomas, who is the sheriff, is played by Marcus Brown, who's the sweetest guy.
Of course he is.
On the planet.
Yeah.
And you see him maybe not be the sweetest guy in the world. So that's kind of fun to see Marcus Brown not being lovely like Marcus Brown always is. But he's and they're great together.
Yeah.
And then we also have, we visit young Charlie. We have memories from Charlie when he was young. And young Charlie is being played by sweet little Parker Mednikow, who's doing a great job.
Now, Justin Willingham told me that he's seen the set, and he said the set is just fabulous.
It's really lovely. And Justin Asher designed the set as well.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's interesting because the way it's set up, there are actors who are actually saying dialogue, and you don't see them for a second while they're working through hallways and stuff. But it's slatted, kind of like, lathe? Is that lathe? I'm not sure. But even when they're back there, you can still see these figures moving through.
Ooh.
So it really is quite lovely, the set.
Well, I wish we could talk more about this, but our time is up. But I want to urge people to get tickets to Haint by Justin Asher, opening Friday and running through February the 17th. Performances Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2. Tickets are $24 for adults, $17 for seniors and students. And you can get those tickets by calling 453-7447 or go to gctcomeplay.org.
Yeah, and I left off one cast member. We didn't quite get to her.
Okay.
Mrs. Jessup, the town Snoop gossip, is so beautifully played by Jolynn Palmer.
Jolynn!
Yes, and she's just snooty and mean and funny, and she's just fantastic.
We'll look forward to it. Again, get your tickets for Haint, opening this Friday at Germantown Community Theater, directed by Cecilia Wingate, gctcomeplay.org, or the box office at 453-7447. Cecilia Wingate, my guest today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.